Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. A client once asked me a question. Can you provide a carbon emissions breakdown per kilogram of waste material throughout the treatment process? My answer at the time was not yet, but we will, because this is not a requirement from a single client. It is a requirement from the entire supply chain. The source of this is a California law called SB 253. It passed its first phase implementation rules this past February, mandating that large corporations disclose their full scope carbon emissions. The critical piece is scope 3. Apple's own factories and electricity consumption account for only 0.38% of its total emissions. The remaining 99% is hidden in places most people never see: Foxconn, TSMC, cobalt mines in the Congo. Once those are factored in, Apple's green ranking among its peers dropped by 35 percentile points. Tesla fell even further, dropping 50 percentile points from the top tier straight down. What I find most remarkable is this: the law only directly governs Apple, yet it reaches all the way to a 200-person factory in Bac Ninh Province, Vietnam. Because in order to comply, Apple writes carbon data requirements into its procurement contracts, and those requirements cascade down through the supply chain, layer by layer. Suppliers who cannot produce the data will not receive a rejection letter. They will simply be quietly removed from consideration during the next procurement review. This is why I believe Taiwanese companies should not treat this as just another international regulation. It is the first concrete example of global climate governance shifting from state-level treaties to commercial contracts. Carbon data is your admission ticket to next year's orders.